Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Tuesday, July 19, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Kazakhstan, where new national security efforts are causing widespread concern among Christians. Kazakhstan's president has signed into law new restrictions on religious activity. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith details what they're analyzing.
It apparently restricts missionary activity to licensed missionaries only. And it also calls for any literature to undergo prior censorship. It imposes fines. And for foreign nationals who get caught doing any kind of missionary work that's unlicensed or unregistered, they can be deported.
Meanwhile, Kenya's facing some changes with a new constitution in the works. Religious freedom has typically not been a problem there, although there are some concerns that modifications in a draft headed for referendum may affect some choice. Even so, Evangelcube's Dana Crawford said Kenyans are choosing Christ by the hundreds.
We were in the Eldoret area. We helped with the national churches there. And we came alongside them and helped plant three new churches, and we saw 547 professions of faith.
Crawford says, with so much activity, there's a need for discipleship. Evangelcube teams will start that immediately. The local churches can then take over through Bible studies. And it's not on the wind, but it's close. The Indian capital city of New Delhi will soon hear the gospel via a new FM radio station slated for launch in October. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board works throughout the South Asia region. They think the new FM station has the potential of reaching many new listeners. They'll be broadcasting in Hindi, the trade language of northern India, so pray that the new station will effectively share the gospel with many people in and around Delhi. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.